This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take a vacation from your bills, pay off credit cards, and save thousands of dollars after a simple phone call to Golden Oak Lending. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, in honor of the passing of Gene Hackman and the fact that she's never seen it, we started The Firm last night in our home.
Ooh.
Got through the first half. We're going to finish it because you have to watch Wheel of Fortune first and then get about halfway through the movie, The Firm.
John Grisham, The Firm. That one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I read the book. I think it's been years. If I've seen the movie, it's been
great,
years.
Great movie.
So a very underrated role that Gene Hackman was in, and I rewatched the movie over the weekend.
So good.
Young Frankenstein.
Really?
Oh. Frankenstein.
Frankenstein, that's right. He plays the blind man in Young Frankenstein.
Steen.
Yeah, Frankenstein. When he goes and he's like, oh, here's some soup, and pours it on his lap, that's Gene Hackman.
Really?
He is not included in the credits in the film, but when they released the DVD later, he had kind of blown up as an actor, and he is one of the main names listed on the DVD box.
Even though he has a small part.
But in the credits, his name is nowhere to be found.
At Dana's house last night,
take two,
we got to finish Terms of Endearment.
Ugh.
From the early 1980s.
One of the best movies ever made.
And Shirley MacLaine, Jack Nicholson.
Yes, and oh, Deborah Winger, and oh my God, I love them all. And we had to do this in two chunks because the first night, I don't know, we just had to do this in two chunks. So for any woman my age or older listening, there's this moment in the movie where you just start ugly crying. Like every single woman, Amy Anderson was talking about this the other day and even posted about it. There is that moment where Deborah Winger is in that hospital bed and those children come to see her and you will just be on the floor sobbing. Yep. As well as the moment when Jack Nicholson comes back to comfort Aurora. And it's just a very emotional movie. My God, I'm on the ground. I've seen it multiple times.
Cathartic.
During that moment, I reach over. He was sleeping! He fell asleep!
Preview.
I said, I'm sorry that this young mother's cancer battle is not gripping enough to maintain your attention.
What do you think it was? Do you think it was the scene, the death scene itself?
Preview.
Or the night-night music that plays throughout the movie on a loop.
He did say, I feel like maybe they could cut down playing that by half. It does once you, and it's my favorite song, but
once you're aware of it.
Once you're aware of it, it does play almost underneath every single. It wasn't snoring.
Sure,
but he goes, I'm sorry, babe, I'm tired. And I go, she's dying. So tonight will be take three.
No.
Oh, yeah.
He is not
finishing it like a man. He will finish that
movie. No, he did what a man does at the end of that movie, and he went to sleep.
Wake me when something happens.
That's what a man does in that movie. That's what a man does in You've Got Mail and
devastatingly
When Harry
sad.
Met Sally.
It's one of Jack Nicholson's best performances, for which he won an Oscar.
Okay, first of all, Jack Nicholson's best movie performance of all time was A Few Good Men.
Well, I think there are women who would disagree with that.
Not many men.
You're going to need a lot of drinks.
Cuckoo's Nest.
It's so
yeah,
good.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to be honest. I have seen bits and pieces of that. I've never seen it in its entirety, and that's on me.
Last detail.
We don't movie shame on this show.
I know. So. I really do need to go back and watch that. And Shining, of course. And how many Oscars does he have?
Rotten Tomatoes has ranked the best Jack Nicholson movie.
Where okay, so at is the Terms top, of Endearment better be in the top
a
three?
A Few Good Men is at the top, number one, no
a
doubt about it.
A Few Good Men is not.
Well, then it's a fake list.
Give me the
fake
top news. 10 and start with 10.
A Few Good Men is number 11.
Oh!
Fake news.
Pritzi's Honor, number
yes.
10.
Yes, Pritzi's.
About Schmidt.
Oh, yeah.
That was an early one, I think.
As Good As It Gets, number 8.
That's a great movie.
By the way,
movie.
They are ranked based on their Rotten Tomatoes percentage score.
Okay.
And they are very critical. So the fact that there's an 86% at number 8, we're only getting better from here.
Good.
The Passenger, number 7.
Passenger. Okay.
5 Easy Pieces.
Yeah.
Reds.
Oh.
The Departed.
Oh,
how did we forget The Departed?
I forgot about
that's
that
number
one.
Four? Is that number four,
that is number four.
We watched that over the weekend. That is so good.
God, he is good.
2006 release with a 91%. Dan, number 3, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Mm-hmm.
93%.
Number, here we go.
2 with a 98% released in 1987. Do you care to guess?
1987?
That better be in Terms of Endearment's number one.
Ironweed.
What movie did he have in 87?
87.
Go ahead.
Broadcast News.
Oh, really? I completely forgot he was in Broadcast News, which means number one is Terms of Endearment. I'm not telling you. I'm telling you.
Number one, released in 1974.
It is not Terms of Endearment. It's The Shining.
No!
With a 98%, it is not The Shining.
Chinatown.
Chinatown.
What?
Shining is not in the top 10.
The Shining is, he is scrolling. 13 with an 83%.
Where's Terms of Endearment?
81%.
Please.
Number 14.
What?
Well, this is about Jack Nicholson. It's not about the movie overall.
No, it's about the movie, Dan, because these are Rotten Tomato scores.
Well, no, because actually I am wrong. It is about his performance and not the overall score, because you get down to number 17, and this 1967 film has a solid 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Never even heard of it. The Shooting.
Huh.
The Shooting.
Hmm. Jack Nicholson's won 3 Academy Awards.
I just looked it up. Thank you. Would you like to share, Dan? As you were doing that, I was looking that up.
Let me guess. Terms of Endearment.
Yes.
Hmm.
The Shining.
No.
Really? Wow.
One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Okay. Yeah.
Best Actor.
And?
Best
as
Supporting.
As it gets.
Terms of Endearment.
Yep.
And Best Actor for As Good As It Gets.
That's right.
Oh. You know
it's
what?
Nighttime special person.
You know what?
When did he become special?
Just now.
Dana's probably rethinking everything.
The fact that he fell asleep at the end of that.
He was like, I've got the gist of it. It was a good movie. He did say it was a good movie.
The fact that he fell asleep at the end of that movie, his stock just went up on my market.
I've got the gist of it. There's drama. People share their feelings.
Somebody
Something
dies.
Bad happens. And you feel
children
warm all
are
over.
Ripped from their mother at a very tender age. Yeah, pretty much.
You, and have, that, you have your cathartic ugly cry.
Then that music.
Mm-hmm. And then when this starts, it's time to go night night.
Cannot believe that came in as normal. And you know what?
By the way, Shirley MacLaine looks old in this movie, and you're older.
I'm aware.
Okay.
You really had to bring that back.
When we are ranking...
We went through that yesterday.
I know.
When we got over it.
We are ranking the best Jack Nicholson movies. The very next thing that comes up on my little Google search is the best movie of all time, right? And, okay, so there's... It's hot. What are your metrics for that, right? I am here to say that all of the movies that are always listed, I have either never seen or categorically deny they even belong in the top 10, and you will be shocked. I'll tell you some of the ones that I just do not think are the best movies.
Okay, so it's always the same cast of characters.
Yes.
The Godfather is going to be in there.
Yes, it is. You've seen Goodfellas, The Godfather stinks.
Citizen Kane.
Yes, Citizen Kane's going to be in there. Citizen Kane in 1941. How is that
Oh.
The best movie of all time.
It's an extraordinarily good movie. Great script, great shooting. It's a good one.
I have never seen it.
Gone with the Wind is going to be in the top 10.
Yep.
It always is. Read the top 10 and I'll tell you how many I've seen. I guarantee you it's zero.
Is Shawshank in there?
Shawshank is mentioned.
Okay.
In 1968, this came in as ranked number one when they pulled directors in 2022. 2001, A Space Odyssey, never seen it.
Nope.
Oh, that's a great one. How about Battleship Potemkin?
Gone with the Wind is on the list. Schindler's List is on the list.
In the top 10?
Yes.
Okay, I've seen one.
Seven Samurai.
Get out.
No, that's it. That's all that I see in front of me.
Oh, so many of the movies of the last half of the 20th century were based off the story from Seven Samurai.
So The Godfather's up there. Is Godfather 2 in the top 10?
It usually is. But it depends on who you're asking. It's time. We need to, Citizen Kane, you had your time.
Well, but
That was 1941.
But the thing is, it's a foundational movie. So much came after it because of it.
Is Happy Gilmore on the list?
No.
Oh, it's a fake list.
Although Happy Gilmore 2, I do believe its release is pending.
And they're moving a movie out of the top 10 just to put it in there?
Mm-hmm.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.